present Kenneth Williams, Clement Freud, Amy MacDonald, and Jan Ravens in just a minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parsons.
Thank you for the cheers and the booze. They both mean as much. And welcome once again to Just a Minute. And as you just heard from our announcer, this week we have two guests of the female gender. We have back the lovely Amy MacDonald, and after her triumphs earlier this year, Jan Raven. So would you welcome them both, please? Once again, they're all going to try and speak at different times, we hope, on the subject that I give them, and they will try and do that without hesitation, repetition, or deviating from the subject. And we'll begin the show this week with Clement Freud. Clement, the subject is how to have fun in a public library. Would you talk on that subject for just a minute, if you can, starting now?
I think if I had 2 hours in which to think of a subject, how to have fun in a public library would have eluded me. But probably the best way of doing it is to bring your own fun, and then you have to return it within 14 days or pay a fine. In view of the fact that you're not allowed to speak in a public library, such amusement as you provide will have to be silent, and mime might be the favorite vehicle for deployment in order to cause entertainment to one and all who have library cards, which is, of course, a prerequisite and an essential for gaining admission to civic buildings of that order. Many
times... Amy MacDonald's challenge.
Hesitation. Nobody stopped and took a breath. The breath was just a little bit too big.
I know, but if we challenge on breaths, we never get going at all in this case. So, Amy, Clement has a point for an incorrect challenge, and there are 18 seconds left. How to have fun in a public library, Clement, starting now.
Breathing is actually one of the few things that you can do in a public library, although the provision of humour is not implicit in that particular exercise of either the vocal cords or the pulmonary or lungal
Amy MacDonald challenged.
A repetition of oars. There's a lot of oars in there.
Yeah, there were a lot of oars, and we don't want too many of those in just a minute. But actually, it was because it was such a positive awe that I will give it to you, Amy. And with 3 seconds to go, you've got here on how to have fun in a public library, starting now.
The best way to have fun in a public library, of course, is...
So when Ian Messiter blows his whistle, it tells us that 60 seconds is up and whoever is speaking at that moment gains an extra point. And it was Amy MacDonald. She did the same thing the last time she was here a number of weeks ago. And Amy, at the end of the first round, you are in the lead. One ahead of Clement Freud. And also, we'd like you to begin the next round. The subject is What I Knew at 18. Can you reveal some of that in the game, starting now?
Oh, darling, it was so long ago. But actually, I didn't quite honestly know an awful lot. I remember at school, my mind used to wander with great gusto over all sorts of fields except what I was actually supposed to be concentrating on. And the great things of algebra and geometry and geography and history and Latin...
And Kenneth Williams.
Well, we have had about 5 ands.
Yes, there were 4 ands. So I'm afraid 4 is too strong. And Kenneth has the subject of What I Knew at 18. And there are 35 seconds left, Kenneth, starting now.
What I knew at 18 was that I possessed an extraordinary talent. And I said to myself, I'm coming up your door and making you a very nice proposition. It happened. The army called me. I was paraded in front of these men in white coats. And this fella said, pull your stomach round to the front, for heaven's sake. I had my back to him at the time, so you can imagine the confusion that ensued. But off I was sent to a Bela Lugosi-like figure who took a pint of blood from my veins.
So Kenneth, having gained the subject, kept going till the whistle went, gained that all-important extra point, and he's equal in the lead with Amy MacDonald at the end of the round. And Kenneth, will you begin the next round? The subject is just simply Pam. Will you tell us something about Pam with an M at the end, starting now.
Pan was mistakenly by Johnson put into the dictionary with quite the wrong definition. He actually said that it was derived from palm, meaning victory. In point of fact, it was erroneous. It was a nickname also for a great statesman. And Pam Ayres, we all know that delightful West Country rhymester. I've often said when meeting her, "Oh, Pam, I don't know how you do it. You think these wonderful little couplets up, and you must have some sort of gift in your sleep. You get up in the morning and you get out your pencil and paper."
Amy MacDonald.
Repetition of you. You get up in the morning, you get out your thing, you do...
You are this, you are that. Yes, there were more than two or three of them, so we do allow the little words to...
You think that's non-you, do you?
I think the little words, if they're repeated too often, we give it to the...
Ah, those little things remind me of you.
You mustn't bring out these secrets in public, Kenneth. There are 12 seconds for you, Pam. Sorry, for you, Amy. So, Amy, will you talk about Pam with 12 seconds to go, starting now?
Pam is a wonderful lady. She lives down the stairs from me, and nothing is too much trouble. In her spare time, she works in a circus as a tightrope walker.
Well, once again, Amy MacDonald was speaking as the whistle went and gained an extra point, and she has increased her lead over Kenneth Williams and, of course, the others as well. Jan Ravens, will you take the next round? Jan, the subject is getting away with it. Will you tell us something about that in the game, starting now?
My best feats at getting away with it were performed when I was at school, and I always had an excuse for any little naughty thing that I'd performed. I well remember when friends of mine and myself used to skive off school every Friday morning and go to somebody's house for coffee, and one day, as I was leaving the premises, I was stopped in my tracks by the deputy headmistress, who said to me, "Where do you think you're going?" And right on the spur of the moment, I thought, what can I say? I said, "It's my cat." And she said, "What's wrong?" I said, "It hasn't eaten for days and days. I've got to..."
Amy.
Well, it's a repetition of said.
Yes, said, you were very generous. Yes, we let them go on the saids. But when you... Amy, you have 19 seconds on getting away with it, starting now.
I was off school once with a bad cold, and when I went back, I said to the teacher that I had swallowed marbles, to which point she got all the girls in the class together...
Kenneth Williams.
A deviation is ungrammatical, to which point she got... I mean, it's rubbish. Doesn't even make sense, does it?
It doesn't.
I thought you wouldn't notice.
I don't know why you engage these illiterates to go on.
So, Kenneth, you get away with a certain amount of colloquialism, but all right, you have 8 seconds on getting away with it, starting now.
I'm getting away with it all the time. And I come on and I say, "Oh, I'll have a large one."
And Clement Freud challenged.
That's four eyes in 5 seconds.
I'm getting away with it. Yes, there were four eyes. We've been challenging on those.
You always say we don't take any notice of these little things, the I and he.
And, yes, but when there's been four...
We've taken notice of about five more that you challenged on.
But when there were...
You said loads of eyes about
you. You challenged on and we let... We granted it because there were four...
Oh, shut your row, I didn't... The audience understands exactly. You see, the audience has the logical mind. You understand? They're judging it.
You won a challenge on four ands, so Clement's entitled to win one on four eyes. And that's the way I interpret it, because that's the way I have to dispense justice in just a minute. It makes me sound very pompous, but I can't help it. There's 1 second for Clement on getting away with it, starting now.
I had a white mouse. I didn't have a deputy headmistress.
So Clement Freud was speaking as the whistle went, gained an extra point, and he's still in third place. And he also begins the next round, and Clement, the subject is Paris. Will you tell us something about that enchanting city in the game, starting now? Clement Williams, chance.
Hesitation, I'm afraid.
Yes, there was. He thought of Paris and just went into a dwam, as they say in Scotland. So,
well, you said city, you see, and I was going to talk about Paris, not the city, which is why I stopped.
I think you were being very generous to Kenneth, because I know he's got a lot to say on Paris, too. And there are 58 seconds for you, Kenneth, on Paris, starting now.
Well, Cole Porter had this enchanting song the last time I saw Paris, and of course it rather threw into the shade Paris is Paris Again, which has an enchanting...
Jan Ravens has challenged.
I think he said enchanting twice.
Yes, he did, I'm afraid. So, Jan, you have a correct challenge, and you have 44 seconds to talk on Paris, starting now.
I have never been to Paris, but I believe that there are many mime artists on the street, and they perform lots of different acts, and they pretend to be many different...
And Amy McDonald challenged.
I know the feeling, darling. That was repetition.
I know, it was beautifully mimed for radio, too, wasn't it? 20 seconds are left for Paris with you, Amy, starting now.
Oh, the Bois de Boulogne, the Champs-Élysées, the Arc de Triomphe, the Palais de Versailles, the Lido, the Barbie.
Clement Felt challenged.
How about the Place Pigalle?
So were you helping again or challenging? You were giving it the Place Pigalle to her, let her keep the subject.
Well, there was sort of hesitation.
There was hesitation, Clement. 12 seconds for you on Paris, starting now.
Has one of the cleanest metro systems in the whole world. And the carriages come...
Amy McDonald challenge.
Deviation, I disagree.
Well, you can disagree, but he can still say it. You see, he's not actually deviating from Paris.
Well, he can't possibly say that, because it's not true.
It's true.
It is actually true. Yes. I believe it's true. Yes. But it doesn't matter whether you've, a general comparison's been done. Doesn't matter. He wasn't, in his opinion, that is what he was saying about Paris. And it's all right within the game. And 8 seconds for you to continue, Clement, starting now.
Occasionally dirty people get into a train. But by and large, we can accept...
Amy McDonald.
What is he looking at me for?
Because he was trying to make his point, the fact that it is the cleanest metro. But, no, you mustn't take that personally, Amy, because we know how often you wash. And and if you want to know how I know, I'm not going to reveal. And, Clement, you keep going with 2 more seconds, Paris, starting now.
April, May and June are the best months.
Well, spurred on by his cheer group from Chatteris, Clement Freud has got a number of extra points, and he's still in second place behind Amy McDonald, just ahead of Kenneth Williams, and Jan Ravens is just behind Kenneth. And Amy begins the next round. The subject, this is a strong subject, an affair I'd like to have had. An affair I'd like to have. It's in the future, so it's all right.
Oh, what, darling?
This is what EMS has thought of, an affair I'd like to have.
Oh.
I think Ian's got... something in the back of his mind, and that's a subject for you, Amy. So anyway, there are 60 seconds for you to talk on that, starting now.
Well, there is an affair I would like to have, and I do plan to commence this situation this coming summer. When upon I shall...
Jan Raven's challenged.
Hesitation.
Yes, we won't
quite
find out what this
Let's see about yours now.
Right. They're getting very catty over here, you know.
Let's hear, yes, because I must explain to our listeners the two girls are sitting together... and the two fellas are sitting opposite them. And Jan Ravens has got in with 50 seconds to go. An affair I'd like to have, Jan, starting now.
An affair I'd like to have is one with my public. I would like to take my audience home with me in the evening after the show.
Amy McDonald challenged.
Oh, I can't think of the word, but you can't have an affair with public. I mean, that's lots and lots
well,
of things.
It's a small audience.
She's not very broad-minded, is she?
Well, I don't know about that, but I think, socially speaking, you people do talk in show business about having an affair with an audience. It's a little bit incestuous, but on the other hand, it is a phrase, and she used it, and she was not deviating, and she has 43 seconds. An affair I'd like to have, Jan, starting now.
An affair I'd like to have is one with about 50 people and some pretzels and some bagels, maybe.
Kenneth, we have a challenge.
Well, some
no, some yes. After those 15 people, you could only what the hell are you going to do with them? And you heard. And, well, you might. 36 seconds, Kenneth, for you. An affair I'd like to have, starting now.
Obviously, I would like to have a steamy affair with some gorgeous Galatea-like creature. Now, you know that in Greek mythology, mythology, this was the one who perfectly created in the actual marble suddenly came to life. I'm not saying she actually made me not...
Amy McDonald, chance.
There's two actually, sir.
Yes, you did say actually before, Kenneth. Oh, I'm sorry. Amy, we're back with you on this affair. And you left us in the middle of the summer, actually. I must remind you, if you want to continue. There are 12 seconds, starting now.
I shall don the smallest bikini you have ever seen in your life. And then I will climb the stairs out onto my little patio. I shall spread myself...
Clement Freud, challenge.
It's deviation. She's nothing to do with an affair. She's...
Oh, don't I'm getting to that. God is impatient.
She works slowly up to these things.
Well, it's not that far in the future, is it?
What? Well, I felt that she was working slowly up to the affair, and she hadn't actually deviated. And there are 4 seconds, Amy, starting now.
My towel will be clasped in one hand, my baby oil in the other.
So Amy McDonald cleverly kept going on the subject, but never revealing actually who was the person who was going to greet her on the stairs on her patio with her towel and her
bikini. It was sun, darling. I was going to throw myself akimbo and say, take me to the sun.
Oh, yes. Who was going to take you there?
No, the sun, I was talking.
You're going to have
an
affair with the sun. Jan's going to have it with her audience. Kenneth's going to have it with some mythical figure from Greek mythology. And Clement Freud, who couldn't care less.
He's too impatient, that's why.
Oh, is that it? I hope you're not speaking from experience, Jan. Amy, you have increased your lead. You're in a very strong lead. You are 4 points ahead of Clement Freud and Kenneth Williams, equal in second place, and 6 points ahead of Jan Ravens. Kenneth, it's your turn to begin. The subject is the pricking of my thumbs. Will you tell us something about that in the game, starting now?
Well, Father, I know it's a sort of rhyme about by the pricking of my thumbs, like they seem bare their... It's bare their tums, isn't it? Tums and tummies.
I know, but it didn't come quick enough to mind, so you hesitated. And Amy has got in with the subject of the pricking of my thumbs in 54 seconds, starting now.
As every lady knows, when you sew on a button, it can be rather dangerous and you could prick your thumb. In order not to do this, you tend to cover it up with what is commonly known as a thimble. I don't like those things at all. I never use them. Consequently, my thumbs are always getting pricked. And...
Clement Freud, challenge.
Pricked.
No, she didn't say pricked before. She said the pricking of before.
Oh, right. Good.
Yeah. So Amy has another point and 30 seconds on the pricking of my thumbs, starting now.
When it happens, oh, my goodness me, I can't tell you there's blood... everywhere. You have to rush to the medicine cabinet, get out a piece of Elastoplast, having soaked it first of all in cold water, that's the best thing, because you see it stops the flow. Then you stack this thing on and stick it down and go back to your...
Clement Freud.
Hesitation?
Yes, you're back to your... Yes.
Quite right.
Yes.
Quite.
So, Clement, Jan Ravens.
I was just checking that my buzzer was working. Because people keep getting in before me. I think I must have very bad reflexes.
I don't...
Somebody better do that test on me, you know, that with your knees. To test your reflexes.
Oh, yes, yes. Well, can we wait till after the show?
Okay.
Good. Clement Freud, you got in with 9 seconds to go on the pricking of my thumbs, starting now.
The only way you could achieve this is with a needle which is sharp at both ends, and if you hold that between your two outstretched hands...
The audience usually cheer for Kenneth Williams when he gets extra points. This week they are cheering for Clement Freud because he has brought a group with him. Yeah. And Amy McDonald is still in the lead. And Jan Ravens begins the next round. And the subject, Jan, is bunglers. Can you tell us something about bunglers in just a minute, starting now?
When my parents retire, all that they want is a nice little bungler. With 2 bedrooms and a bathroom and a kitchen with lots of working surfaces. This little bungler should be somewhere rural with a nice little...
Kenneth Williams, a challenge.
What deviation? I mean, she's using bungler as another word for bungalow, and it don't sound anything like it. So...
But in spite of the audience applause, in just a minute, you can use a word interpreted in every way you wish.
Only if it sounds like it, but bungler does not
for
sound like bungler.
For all we know, Jan's parents might always refer to bungalows as bunglers. It might be just something in their family and idiosyncrasy.
You must be the biggest idiot in Christendom.
I have to have some qualifications for this job, you know that.
But they're not actually showing, are they?
Well, one of them shows is when I give you very good feed lines. And you come back with remarks like that. And there are 44 seconds for you to continue on bunglers, Jan, starting now.
The thing my pet...
Kenneth Williams.
Hesitation.
Yes, I agree with that. Kenneth, you have 42 and a half seconds on bunglers, starting now.
The biggest bunglers would be the ones that removed Jan from the Tower of London, because you have to know that when the ravens go, there is no building left.
Jan Raven started.
Hesitation.
Sorry. What is your challenge?
Hesitation.
No, I don't think so. I could imagine that you were feeling very hurt, and but I'm afraid you've come
yes,
on just
a minute. She's a bit of a sulk, isn't she, when she loses? You see, you've got to, on this game, you've got to be a sport. You've got to take things as it comes. You see, I always do. I always do, you see. That's right.
It's very difficult, though, Kenneth, if you are a guest who's only played it once before and you happen to be a woman, so we do expect...
Disgusting.
All right, you don't have to be a woman then. So anyway, Kenneth, that wasn't your hesitation. You keep the subject. 28 seconds, starting now.
One of the biggest bunglers of all time was, of course, Blondin. You know he went over Niagara Falls in this barrel on a rope. Well, now, it was a bungled operation for one very good reason. They didn't have the cameras going at the time. Think of the money he could have made. And people saying, I'm off to the cinema to see this enormously daring...
Amy McDonald, child.
Oh, hesitation, no, he's eking it out.
The other one wasn't. This one wasn't.
He always does that. You just have to accept it. He's...
No, he was teetering on, but not quite. Kenneth, you have 2.5 seconds on bunglers, starting now.
Bunglers, of course, get their diction mixed up, and people like...
So, Kenneth leapt forward in that round with a number of points, including one for speaking as the whistle went. He's now in a strong second place behind Amy McDonald, ahead of Clement Freud and Jan Ravens. And, Clement, you begin the next round. The subject is the perfect finish to the perfect meal. Will you tell us something about that in the game, starting now?
The perfect finish to the perfect meal is Amy. In fact, quite frequently has a head waiter come up to me and said, would you like the sweet trolley or Miss McDonald? I have been...
Amy McDonald challenged.
Oh, dear, I can't let him go on, can I?
Well, I think everybody would like you to let him go on. So we're going to let him go on and see what else, what other indiscretions and fantasies he will come out with as he continues with 46 seconds on the perfect finish to the perfect meal, starting now.
So there one is soup, fish, meat, pudding, dessert, cheese, savoury, fruit, and the lady sitting opposite giggling away with her strange fair hair and her hand in front of her face and now both mitts before her eyes. Well, I would like...
Amy McDonald.
That was hesitation.
That was hesitation. Yes, Amy, you have the subject, and you have 26 seconds on the perfect finish to the perfect meal, starting now.
The trouble is, I find it very difficult to get to the end of a meal. You see, I do love hors d'oeuvres, and I sort of indulge myself rather strongly in that direction. Then I will go on to a...
Clement Freud.
Deviation.
Why?
That's the beginning of a meal.
Oh, darling, I'm getting to the end of it, okay?
But you said you never like to get to the end of it, and you're very slow.
No, I'm going to tell you what happened, though.
No, actually, on this occasion, Amy, I was generous with you when you were looking for that affair, and you had a long time on the balcony before you got to it. On this occasion, I think you've been too long at the beginning of the meal to get to the end of it.
So oh, darling, but I haven't hesitated, I haven't repeated, and I haven't deviated.
I know, but you've done very well throughout, and you're still in the lead, and it's the last round. I don't think anybody can overtake you, so
she's
I've got to be...
She's thrown down her buzzer. In a huff.
She's done very well. The second time she's been back this year, and she's in the lead. She's probably going to win. But I have to be fair. I have to try and make the correct decisions. Clement, 12 seconds, the perfect finish to the perfect meal, starting now.
Pocketing the teaspoons and dashing out without paying the bill could be the most ideal way of departing from a catering establishment.
Amy McDonald.
I think that's terrible. Don't you really do?
It is terrible, isn't it?
That is awful, isn't it?
Yes, I agree. It couldn't be the perfect finish to the perfect meal.
I mean, he's either got rude thoughts in his head or he's nicking all the cutlery.
On that basis, Amy, you have 2 seconds to finish off the round and the show this week on the perfect finish to the perfect meal, starting now.
After my steak and baked potatoes...
Well, as I told you, this was going to be the last round, so let me give you the final score. Jan Ravens, who came from her previous triumphs to do extremely well, but finished in fourth place, a little way behind second equals Clement Freud and Kenneth Williams, and they were 5 points behind our guest, who has come back looking lovely and to triumph as well, our winner this week, Amy McDonald. We do hope that you have enjoyed Just a Minute and will want to tune in again at the same time next week when we take to the air and we play this delightfully impossible and hilarious game. Until then, from all of us here, goodbye.
The chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The program was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by Pete Atkin.